Kieran, following that narrow defeat against Blackheath, how are you and the team feeling after that?
I suppose we're 10 minutes maybe after the end of the game, starting to come back around again. We were devastated after the final whistle. We played all the rugby and probably made four mistakes in the game. Those four mistakes cost us four tries, so it's a steep learning curve. We've said it before, it's our first time in this league, and we're going to need to help cut out these mistakes and just be clinical in every facet of the game.
What do you think was really the main difference today? Because I thought the second half, your boys really were on the front foot and you were dominating a lot of the play. What do you think was the difference this afternoon?
It's just that final pass. We had probably four opportunities in the first half where that final pass didn't go to hand, or someone slipped, or, you know, maybe Blackheath threw their luck a little bit. But the second half, as you say, we dominated the game. We played all the rugby and we defended brilliantly. Just a couple of crucial little slip off a tackle, or you know, a poor clearance kick, led to more pressure. And as I said, they were massively clinical. So that's what we've got to learn to be. It's, as I said, it's our first year in this league. It's a steep learning curve. But you know, come the return fixture, hopefully we'll have learned our lessons and we can make amends for today.
I mean, obviously the players battled hard against such a strong opponent in Blackheath. That must be obviously encouraging for you and the team, you know, going forward in this league.
Oh, massively. You know, I've said to them, you know, take a lot of confidence from today. Blackheath were top five, top six team last year, and we completely outplayed them for 80 minutes. They were in our half twice in the first half, scored a try each time, won them from a fairly 50-50 pass, looked a little bit forward, but you know, I'm not going to grumble about that. They just showed us that you've got to be clinical and stay on your game for every second. But confidence-wise, we've got to take loads from this. You know, we dominated from probably minute one to minute 80 and just couldn't put those last passes together.
Now, I thought Joe Govett played an exceptional game today. Him and Alex Nielsen were really sort of your two best players out there. But sort of describe what Joe Govett brings to the side. Obviously, he scored two tries this afternoon. You know, what is his talents to this squad?
Yeah, he did. He did. You know, any team, their nine is the pivot between the forwards and backs. And he just gets the momentum and keeps us going. You know, he had a bit of a wayward kick and display today. You know, a couple of relatively easy kicks. I know he's carrying a little knee knock. So, yeah, he's massively important to us. We just got to keep him safe, keep him wrapped up in cotton wool during the week, and get him ready for Saturdays. Just keep playing the way he's playing at the moment.
And of course, with your side, this narrow defeat, as you say, sort of looking forward to, you know, what is the main message you will give to the players following this defeat?
No, the good thing is we had a huddle on the pitch after the match, and I didn't really need to say anything. The players, I could see it in their body language, I could see it in their faces. They were gutted that we didn't win, and they now know that we can more than compete in this league. You know, we get a few more games under our belt, learn a few harsh lessons. Hopefully not too many more defeats, but turn around in 3 or 4 weeks' time, understand how good you are, and take that forward with confidence and back yourselves and just keep playing the way you're playing.